assim porra esse negócio.
Please, children up include 5 years old can go for their class. No, it's not about it. So I talked with Phil, Pastor Phil, yesterday. So we are very glad that he is coming back. He's coming back Saturday, and they don't know, but I plan to pick up them at the airport. So they arrive Saturday, I think 5 o'clock in the morning. You guys are very glad. I'm much more glad. The helmet of salvation. This is the theme for today. We have seen that in our spiritual warfare, we have to fight against three enemies. You guys should remember, we fight against the devil and his demons. They are real. So they are not fairy tale. They are real. We fight against the world, the corrupt system we're living. So it's a real enemy against us. And we fight against our own sinful desire. Yeah, we have to fight against, we have to really ask God to protect us from ourselves. Because we have the corrupt nature still inside us. We have to fight every day. But God did not leave us alone. God provided what we need to resist our enemies. And to stand firm in this spiritual warfare, we need to wear the full armor of God. So we need this. In Ephesians 6:10-18, so Paul present for us the sixth piece of this arm. We saw already the belt of the truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit. So let's read again Ephesians 6:10-18 so we can continue. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heaven realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. The Bible calls us to endure in our spiritual warfare as Christ's soldiers. It is for this reason that Paul advises us to protect ourselves. And I just have a question for you. Who was here the last 5 weeks? Every week was here, the last 5 weeks. No week. Good. So everybody missed some, okay? Because now I will have a sneaker for you. Say? Yeah. I was scared. I need only five for today. But because I saw Jonathan here, I put six because I think if he ate one, I can have still one, Jonathan. Okay. So Jonathan, this is yours, okay? So, let's see. Remember, the belt of truth. Okay? I need to see somebody who will remember. So, the belt of truth is what? Huh? Okay? Who is the say everything first? Wow, you are the one. Good. Good one. So the belt of truth is the written word in the incarnate world. So we saw that the belt of truth sustains our spirituality, protect us from Satan's lies, and protect us from our emotions. So we need it. Second, the breastplate of righteousness. What it is? What represents the breastplate of righteousness? So the breastplate of righteousness is who? Who said? No, the living word, no. Quang, quang, quang. Almost. So next week, take notes. Next week, I have a bag of sneakers there. So I'm kidding, but I want to try to remember, to force your mind to remember, because this is very important. So the belt of truth is the written word in the incarnate word, Jesus Christ. And the best plate of justice is the justice of Christ in us. So can you repeat again? Is the justice of Christ in us? Is Jesus in us? Okay? So we saw the breastplate of righteousness guarantees our salvation in Christ. Bring peace for our past. Everything we did, we have peace. Brings grace for our present and hope for our future. It's all about Jesus. The third, we saw the sandals of the readiness of the gospel. Okay? So the sandal of the readiness of the gospel is, take notes, next week we come back again, if God's willing. It's what? Was so close that you get it. Good job. So, you can... next. So, the sand of readiness of the gospel is the ability to move our whole life with the gospel. It is with the power of the gospel and with the God's purpose in our lives. Everything that's happening around you, you have to think, what's this for the gospel? How can I act that I can promote the gospel through my life? So this is be read. This is the idea. Put on the sandal of the readiness of the gospel. I'm ready to go, to preach, to share, to suffer. Everything that's happened, I can. This is the point. Very good, very good. Fourth, last week, the shield of faith is what? It's true, but it's not the answer. It's true. Okay, Asaf, go. The shield of faith is our faith in God and His Word. Okay? So it is the ability to protect us on our journey to heaven, deflect the attacks, and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. This is the idea. Okay? So today, we'll take a look. So I hope you'll take notes. We take a look on the helmet of salvation. What is the use of a helmet in an armor? Yeah, it's good. What does salvation have to do with this piece of armor? Okay, first idea is the helmet of salvation gives us security. The Roman helmet had a leather strap fastened the helmet on the soldier's head. Does this bring security to him because he can go to the fight sure that the helmet is not falling? So the helmet of salvation, keep this in mind. The helmet of salvation is the assurance of salvation based on the promise of God in Jesus Christ. Okay? I say again, because it's very important, next week we have the helmet of salvation is the assurance of our salvation based on the promise of God in Jesus Christ. So, common question. Can we have assurance of our salvation? Next, Sazaf. Can you have assurance? For some people, there are those who believe that we can have assurance of our salvation. It's very difficult because they live in fear of death. They think that maybe by their good deeds, they will be saved. Oh, depends on me. When you go in that way, depends on you. It's not on God. There are those who believe that it's what they do in the church. So if they come every Sunday, they come to the church. If they say good morning for everybody, if they smile, if they... Oh, I, by the way, was not here, but I have a story. Came in my mind. Long time ago in Brazil, a pastor, arrived in front of Sunday service. So he arrived early. And when he arrived, was a truck with furniture in front of the church, with many furnitures. And a lady was there. And a lady from the church. So the pastor was very, what's going on? No, I'm moving to the church. What? Yes. Why are you doing that? No. I don't like leaving my house. I would like living in the church. Why that? No, it's because my husband. I don't understand. What's happened? No, because when I'm here, he hugged me. He talked me very sweet. Even he put the chair for me to sit first. But when he arrived home, he changed. So I prefer him here in the church than in my house. So I just move. You get the idea. Okay? You get the idea. So for some people, they believe it's what? We have a mask. It's a Sunday mask that we use when you go to the church. And we have to fight this. If I serve in the church, if I behave well in the church, if I give good offering, so I would fulfill my duty to God. So, yeah, I think I'm okay. I go to the heaven. That is the kind of thinking that the devil wants to put in your mind. It's not about what you do. It's about what you are already. In a survey conducted in the United States, 60% of church members were unsure about their salvation. 60%. And three characteristics, okay, were highlighted in the lives of these people. Look at this. They had no commitment as a member of the church. No commitment. So, remember, the 60%, they don't have assurance of their salvation. But when they ask a question, the research discovered that they had no commitment as a member of the church, or lack of commitment. They go to the church rarely. They do not pray. They do not read the Bible. They are not tithe. They do not know the doctrine they say they believe. They have no biblical base. It's this kind. So there is the question here we have to answer. Can we have assurance of our salvation? Yes. As Obama said, yes, we can. We can be sure of our salvation. First, because the assurance is offered in the scriptures. I love this verse in John 1:12. When say, yet to all who did receive him who, Jesus, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. It's a right. First, you have to receive, you have to believe. When you believe in Jesus, when you receive Jesus, God gave you the right to become a children. Before, you were just a creature. But now, you are children. You have a relationship. Look for 1 John chapter 5, 10 to 12. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in who? In his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. This question for you today here is, do you have the Son in your life? Do you have Jesus in your life? If you don't have, you are not a children of God. You are a creature. God loves you, but you are not a children. You need Jesus to become a children. If you have the Son, you have life. We have the assurance too. This assurance is offered by the Holy Spirit. Not only the scripture in general, but the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So there is a connection inside us, the Holy Spirit. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that you may also share in his glories. Look to Ephesians chapter 1, 13 to 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed it, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guarantee our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to praise of his glory. When Troy, many, 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 many years ago, believed and received Jesus as his Savior, the Word of God said, the Holy Spirit come and mark him. God just said, Troy, it's mine. This gives me assurance. It's not that Troy just said, okay, I believe I'm from God now. It's just because he said it is. No. It was something that came from God and say, from now on, you belong to me. It's not about you. I know that probably as everybody here, some days, Troy in his heart, for something that maybe he can do, he can say, feel struggle. But doesn't matter what he sings. Because it's not about feelings. It's about your position in Christ. It was God who said, you are mine. And this is the word who give me assurance. It's the Holy Spirit that are in me that give me this assurance. It's not about feeling. Feelings. It's about God. This assurance is offered by Jesus too. Look for John 6, 37, 40. It's beautiful. All those the Father gives me will come to me. Wow. I love it. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. You come to Jesus, Jesus never say, get out of here. Maybe if you go from my house, maybe I'm not in good mood. I said, you know, come out next day. I'm busy. I can say you, if you go to Jesus, Jesus always will be there. Always. Always. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will, this is the will of God. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none. The will of God is that Jesus will not lose none. That I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. We have the assurance of salvation, not because us, but because the Scripture, because the Holy Spirit, and because Jesus. But this is a good question. I know it's you need to make for yourself and for your sake. How can I be sure that I'm saved? Usually I listen to like a baby cat is a kitten, yeah? But a baby from a Christian family doesn't mean that it's a real believer. And we need to open our eyes, because for many kids that was born in a Christian environment, they come to the church almost 1 week after he born. Maybe some born in the church. And for them, becomes so natural that it's hard to say, hey, when was the day that I believe in Christ and I really give my heart? Or was something that my father and my mom just bring me on? Do you understand what I mean? So these three questions is very important to you, because doesn't matter where you are now, we need to do these questions every day. My theology professor, a good friend, he is with the Lord now, the Word of Life Seminar in Brazil. He accepted Christ when he was in the end of the first year in seminar. This is his testimony. So, doesn't matter where you are now. And the question is, first, do I trust in Jesus as my only Savior today? And I just to try to help you, it's imagine that you go to the heaven right now. You die right now. And you go in front the gate of the heaven. And somebody is there. For some churches, it's Peter. I think he has more things to do than be in front of the gate. But anyway, and he will ask you, okay, why you want? Why I can let you come to the heaven? What do you answer? What is your answer? If you go in front of the gates of the heaven and the angel there, you say, why I will let you come in? Why? What do you answer? Oh, I'm a good person. Oh no, I follow the religions, my religion. Oh no, I'm go to the church every Sunday. I give offering, big offering, every Sunday. I never did that. No. The answer is, doesn't matter what I've done in my life, I can go only because of Jesus. Jesus paid the price. If you have a sincerity in your heart, and you say, if I come to the presence of God, I said, you know, I'm here, I don't deserve nothing. I'm here because Jesus. It's because if you have this in your heart, you can have assurance. Second, are there evidence in my life that I was born again by the work of the Holy Spirit? It's good. There is evidence in your life you're changing. I know, as I said, when you were born in a Christian family, sometimes you were prepared to to live in a box. And sometimes it's hard for kids to define, okay, how can I? But I can say for me, the change that God made the moment that I received Christ, because I lived 21 years without Christ, and He changed me 180%. But it's hard for some, and I understand. But more than that, this third question, I think, helped me a lot to keep me in track, is, do I see a constant dissatisfaction lead me to grow in my Christian life? Make sense in English? It's the idea that, you know, I never satisfied with myself. I said, you know, I need to be better in that area. It's not good. I cannot honor God with my life if I still do this. I need change. I need to honor Him. If you have this feeling, oh, I lie sometimes, you can say, but this is not good. I know, and God help me. I want to warn you. So you feel this, the thing that push you, show you who you are. You say, no, I don't like this, Marcus. I don't like this, Marcus. I need to be better for Jesus. If you have this in Portuguese, an insatisfaction, so dissatisfaction in your life, it's the Holy Spirit. When I accepted Jesus, 27 years ago, I went to work in a camp where I accepted Jesus, Word of Life camp. And people said, you know that girl? That girl there, she needs Jesus. I was single, and I looked at the girl. I have the passion of the evangelist in my heart. And I looked at her, she was beautiful, and said, no, I need to evangelize her. Okay? So I went there with full of my heart. And we sit in far from the group. And you sit very close. I had only 3 months, maybe 4 months of a believer. But you know me. If you know me, I preach the gospel for this person. When I look in her eyes, I remember it's a nightmare for me. And it's a nightmare in a good remember too, to keep me on check. When I look in her eyes, I didn't see nothing. Was dark. When I look her, I said to her, hey, I would like to kiss you. seriously, I'm not. And she said, yes. So he said, okay, where can we go? Maybe behind the cabins. She wants more than just a kiss. And me too at the time. So that moment, I feel like, whoo, you know, as a man. I was 20 years old. Imagine what I'm talking about, the hormones, do you know? So that moment, I heard the voice inside me is, don't come, okay, now I know in Portuguese, but don't come over you, temptation over, you know in English what it is, okay? Não veio sobre vós tentação que não fosse humana, mas fiel e Deus, que não vai permitir que você seja tentado acima de vossas forças. I know in English, in Portuguese, okay? So, these words, the voice of Holy Spirit inside me, at the moment. And when I look at her, I said, exactly like that, no, 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 this is wrong. She, no, 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 I came here to bring light to you. And not to go to this. I'm sorry. I forgive me. And I just run away. After that, I went to the director for the whole World of Life. Said, God, please put bodyguards around me. And he said, okay, Marcos, every day you have to run 3 kilometers and take a cold shower. You need to keep the pressure down. Something. So what I'm talking about this is the Holy Spirit guide you, show you that if you give a hard answer for somebody, the Holy Spirit, hey, you not speak well with this person. Just go ask forgiveness. So this kind of leading of the Holy Spirit bring us the assurance. So I know that I cannot go to the heaven without Christ. I know that it's only by Christ. And I know that Jesus is transforming me. I know, and I feel the Holy Spirit show me when I'm wrong, and I feel this battle every day in my life. This is good. It's not bad. This is good. And this experience, the bad experience, remembers me that I'm stand not because me, but because the Holy Spirit, because Jesus. Because I can fall anytime. Is by the grace of God. So first we saw the helmet of salvation give us security. Second, the helmet of salvation protects our minds. The Roman soldier's helmet was made of brass or leather with a lining inside. And the main purpose was to give protection for their heads. This is the idea. This was the strategy of Satan in the beginning, remember, with Adam and Eve. And he continues today do the same. Satan tries to divert people from the simplicity of the gospel. We try to preach the gospel. We listen to the gospel. They said the gospel is simple. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. And we have Satan bring, oh, you have believe in Jesus, but you need do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's so much. It's not the truth. Satan has no power to know what we are thinking. He is not omniscient. He doesn't have power to know what we think. And but he attacks our mind in different ways. First, he tries to deceive us. Genesis 3, verse 13 said, then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceive me, and I eat. So the devil still try to deceive you, to try to deny Jesus, deny your faith. He tempts us to make concessions to sin. Acts 5, 3 to 4 tells a story of Ananias. I think it's Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, yeah, I see the word Sapphira is in English, but okay. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? Do you have not lied just to human beings, but to God? So Satan tried to deceive us. Satan tried to make concessions. Like, okay, give bribe on the street. Everybody does. What's the problem? It's wrong. And what is wrong? It's wrong. We need to do not give space to the ideas of Satan's in our hearts. Third, he tried to distort the message of God with false teachings. 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 15. For such people are false apostles, deceitful works, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprised, then, if his servant also masquerades as servants of righteousness. The end will be what they actually deserve. So, he tried to distort the message with false teachings, with false master teachers. Come, we know, if you Google and you know some church, some religions, with so many things different for the simplicity of the gospel. And yeah. So we learn. First, the helmet of salvation gives us security. The helmet of salvation protects our minds. And third and last, the helmet of salvation creates and sustains hope in us. The helmet of salvation gives us hope and sustains this hope in us. Look at this beautiful verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:8-11. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. Put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. The hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We must always, always have hope in our salvation. And we have help our brothers and sisters to keep this hope. It's part of our ministry here to help and to build each other up with the salvation. God is working in our salvation. He still works. God is working our salvation. Philippians 2:12-13 says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only my present, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. Now he said, Jonathan, continue to work out your salvation. It's one thing. Okay? And he continues, for it is God who works in you. So, Jonathan, continue work on your salvation. God is work in you. It's God who is help him. And how this can happen? God is working our salvation in three areas. One is something that was done. Deal done. Finish. So, acabou. Okay? Salvation, first, we are saved. Salvation from the penalty of our sins. Theology calls justification. This is our past. It's done. Done. Deal done. Teletestai. It's when Jesus was on the cross and say, it's finished. Everything. Okay? So look for Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So first, this is how we develop our salvation. We are saved from our past, from our present. We're saved. Justification. God say, you are free in Jesus. Salvation for the penalty of our sins. Now, we are saved from the power of sins. The moment that I received Christ 27 years ago, that moment, I was saved from the penalty of sin, and I was saved from the power of sin. What does this mean? What's happening with me with that girl? The sin is still there, but I have the power to say no. And before not. So now we have what God call, we say the sanctification. This is how Jonathan will develop every day with the help of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 6, verse 1-14. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under the grace. Now, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have the authority to say no. You still fight? Yes. Sometimes many times we say yes for the sin. Yeah, this happened. But we can say no. We have the power. Salvation from the penalty of our sins. Salvation from the power of our sins. Sanctification. But we will have too the salvation for the presence of sin. It's not only the penalty, it's not only the power, but one day, my dear brothers and sisters, we will be saved for the presence of sin. What does it mean? It means the glorification. Philippians 3:20-21 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. We will have the same body of Jesus. Without sin, our bodies will be glorified. This means this sin, this inner tendency to do bad that we still have, this will not be there anymore. So we have salvation for the penalty of the sin. We have the salvation from the power of the thing. But when Jesus comes, or when you go to the glory, the presence of sin will not be there. So to remember today, we are in a war every day. You need to open our eyes. But God has made a provision for us to stand. We need the belt of truth, that is the Word of God, and the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ. We need the belt, we need the breastplate of righteousness, that is the justice of Christ in us. It's not about us, it's Jesus on us. We need put on the sandals of the readiness of the gospel, that is the ability to move our whole life with the gospel. We need the shield of faith, that our faith on God and His Word. It's all about God. It's all about His holy book, His Word, the Bible. We need the helmet of salvation. That is the assurance of our salvation, based on God's promise in Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's what God promised. And He is faithful. And He will fulfill. Because He has the power for that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for your word. And we pray that you help us to grow. Grow in faith. Grow with this feeling, assurance. Grow in our commitment with you, Christ. We need you. And we pray for everyone here that they can receive your blessing. You can open their eyes so they can understand it more and more. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a God we have, and what a certainty we have if we belong to Him. Everything we have is in His hands. Every circumstance, whatever I face, no matter what kind of visa situation I would be in, no matter how many times I'm stopped in the street, no matter what happens, whether I stay, whether we stay, whether we go, whether everything is shiny or nothing works, we have a fantastic God.
Blessed assurance, all the good days of glory divine, heir of salvation, precious of God, born of His feet. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my my Savior, perfect salvation, perfect delight, visions of rapture burst in my sight. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day. Always at rest. I am my Savior. I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with my Spirit. This is my story. This is my soul. It's in my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my soul. My Savior all the day long.
One more time. This is my story.
This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. This is my Savior all the day long.
Please be seated.